Bangladesh arrested and refused to bail its former leader, Begum Khaleda Zia, today. Her younger son, Arafat Rahman, was also detained in connection with the same corruption investigation. Paul Anthem reports.
The Anti-Corruption Commission accused Khaleda of illegally influencing the selection of an operator for two state-run container depots at the country's main Chittagong port in 2003 during her second term in power. Arafat had allegedly influenced his mother to select the operator of his choice, police said. It was the first case filed against Khaleda by the Anti-Corruption Commission, which has already brought multiple charges of extortion and corruption against Hasina, Khaleda's chief political rival. She has been in jail since she was detained in July for alleged extortion. A new case was filed against Hasina late on Sunday on charges of taking bribes in return for allowing a company to build a power plant when she was in government in 1997. Khaleda's elder son and political heir, Tariq Rahman, was detained in March by security forces as part of an anti-corruption drive launched by the army-backed interim government, which took charge in January. More than 170 other senior political figures have also been detained.
At the very beginning of this government, people supported this government.
But journalist Shakawat Leeton of the Bangladesh Daily Star said people in the country remain disillusioned with the government due to high taxes and low standards of living.
But now, after 7 months, people have been suffering from living costs. People are very skeptical about the activities of this government.
Bangladesh has been under a state of emergency since January, when the interim government banned political activity and protest by political parties or other groups, and also cancelled an election planned for January the 22nd. I'm Paul Anthem.